If you could do that, then you could pay to do that.
The key to this test is for being cautious for the rush. And right, somebody slept during the day, then learned the whole night. And that whole night, he's not being cautious for the rush because he's after the hefsek during the day.
Right, but on one hand, the day will close your brain time. So the seven bucks are hot.
It's like we're being machmer for both by being over on the rush.
Right, but on the other hand, though, some of the hakol, you're right, through the rush, and economy, the whole night's learning was out of
the brook with her too, or the whole night?
The person who's going to get up for the Neitzman is make the brachas for everybody else.
Right.
Okay? So he went to sleep, she was kvah.
Right.
The brachas and his baby didn't wake him.
Right.
And he gets up in the morning, but it's whatever, because he's going to learn half an hour before davening. But he learned that half an hour before davening.
He has to make a bracha.
But he
has to make a bracha, for sure. Yeah. 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 That was Mechav Paskin. Hishkin cried them. Try the Mora biker. You have to make a bracha.
But if the bracha is not ma'akev, it's a bit of a shock.
No, but he has a chiyuv.
It's a chiyuv.
It's not ma'akev if he can. But why do you have a chiyuv?
It's a chiyuv. So he got, he can't get up too early.
No, for sure not. If he gets up half an hour before, he has to make a bracha.
Make a bracha.
You have to find someone else. No, of course, 100%. 100%.
It's not just the fact that it's terrible.
No, Chon Kol says it was.
And also, Rebbe doesn't bother by it. But if it's a Birchus HaShvav, why would it be? Meaning it's a Raya that it's a Birchus HaShvav, because it goes Yom Laila and the Yom.
Right.
Even if one learns the Birchus HaMitzvah, it's Yom of the Laila. I mean, if it gives a Boi the Chiv, it's
Yom Laila. Some say that's the Makar, it gives a Yom of the Laila, that's the Makar. But, no, my question is, that
it would extend to the next day, even if you want to hold the Birchus HaMitzvah.
No,
because the Mitzvah is
No, the question is, why is it every day? Why do we make it every day? Once a day. Which day it is. Every mitzvah, every mitzvah is totally...
Whenever you
do it. Yeah, whenever
you do it,
you do it. Why is it in the sitter? Why? Sukkah, it's there every day. After davening, you don't make a bracha leshem b'sukkah.
Right?
When you do the mitzvah. You don't make a bracha in the morning, but in the Neres Hanukkah. But when you do the mitzvah, you do it. It's like it's part of davening. Why is it part of davening? No,
okay.
Anyway, even if you stam, you didn't sleep, you can make a bracha. See that? Some other shalom. If he prayed another cheshbon, that lail harcha yoyim is mashmas tali in the day.
Right.
So that itself would be, this all around is what they make on. Saying his cheshbin marsh might not be true, but at least there's...
Because we read it.
What?
Because we're not
right. Right.
Yeah.
It's not even how smart he's passing the other, but the real
chance is not like people's
scenario.
That's right. Is Rebbe going so back to say that the bird and the rosh is that Shena is a new day? Where there's still two seven mechayim? I wasn't sure what Rebbe was saying.
Both.
No, maybe even Shin is by Yoyim makes it a new day.
No.
A new day called by Yoyim. That's, I wasn't sure if I was saying that.
No. That's clearly a dinner house.
It's a dinner house.
That's
I wasn't sure. The Daf Kenai is a new day.
Bunch of questions here. Some interesting, some I want to answer, and some I don't want to answer. Okay. Where's the hevdil between Malchil de Kochavim, Chotzorz, Jewish community Chotzorz, versus Jewish community Eretz Yisrael, versus Malchil de Kochavim and Eretz Yisrael? That goes back to what I discussed in the beginning. That you'll see clearly in Rishonim. The one of the things Rishonim talk about, what are the powers of a Melech Yisrael? But a Melech Yisrael has certain powers. There are, Rishonim go in great detail to what degree that can be shared by a Melech Akum in Chutz Laretz. But a Melech on Jews in Eretz Yisrael has to go to very specific halachas. That's why the Rambam has a Hilchos Melachim. A government other than something that fits Hilchos Melachim does not have a din of Melech. And therefore, at most, it can have what Jews had in the Middle Ages in Europe, where they had self-government, they had Takonas HaKol, and Tzibur accepted a group of people. And there are very, very, very specific halachas how a tzibur governs itself and accepts itself. And Malchei Ovdei Kochavim in Eretz Yisrael, that there is no din of kibush melchama. The land of Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews, whether it's the Turks, the British, State of Israel, or whoever. It belongs communally to the Jewish people. That means, even though the State of Israel would like to assume that it belongs to the state, maybe to the citizens of the state, every Jew, whether he lives in Eretz Yisrael or he lives in Chutz Laretz, is part of the communal ownership of Eretz Yisrael and has the right to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that is just being part of a member of Klal Yisrael. Okay. What are the fundamental flaws in the chinuch system in America? Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. Fundamental flaws, I believe, are in the community itself. The purpose of chinuch is to teach Torah in Yerush Shemayim. And it can only be done when people approach it with a Midas Emes. So too much of chinuch in the United States is based on social pressure and social norms and people wondering about their social posturing, both in terms of the tzibur, the consuming tzibur, the people who attend the institutions, and in terms of the people who run the institutions. At the end of the day, it's not the ego of the people who attend the system or who run the system that's important. It's the basic commitment that we're teaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and we have to communicate that to Talmidim. What was a chinuch system in one society is not necessarily a chinuch system in another society. A chinuch system has to say you're taking people from a certain social context. You have to uplift the Yerushamayim, the Diktik and Mitzvahs, and the Havanas and the Yediyas for Havanas HaTorah. And you have to think that through very clearly. Is that what you're getting? Is that what you want? And for those who are the mechanchim, that's something that we have to deeply take seriously. Some people feel that the best form of chinuch is sort of a cookie cutter type of chinuch. Everyone has to fit a certain external mold without taking any serious look at what's happening to the internal development of a Talmud. Obviously, anyone who's dealt with me knows that the most important part of chinuch is how the internal Talmud develops. The key, when I look at whether our yeshiva was successful with our Talmidim or not successful with our Talmidim, I look 20 years later how seriously the Talmidim who went through the yeshiva take their Torah, take their Yerushamayim, how they machanach the children. And Erev Shabbos, there's a certain young man who came to see me. He graduated high school, what's been 15, 16 years ago. In his class, the group went to Torah Moshe. He went to Yeshiva X. That's Ke'ilu competition. And I basically, we were sitting and talking, and I asked him, could he compare what happened to the boys from his high school class who went to Torah Moshe to those who went to where he was in terms of how often they daven with a minyan? Do they really daven three times a day? Are they kovitim with Torah? How they machanach their kids? That's the success. And Baruch Hashem, I felt upset the way he described the ones who went to the yeshiva he went to, but I was happy to know that the overwhelming majority of our Talmidim, 15, 20 years later, still have a deep commitment to kviyasitim l'Torah, being with chanech their children in a Torah-dik way. And when people don't focus on the internal development, from the internal development of a Ben Torah rather than the externals, I think it makes it's a product that doesn't last very long. Is there a value in learning secular studies? It depends what you want to get out of them. Obviously, if a person is heading towards a parnosa and he needs certain things, it's there. It's a medrash in Eicha. Im yom l'chodom, yesh chochma b'goyim ta'amin. Yesh Torah b'goyim al ta'amin. Someone says, there's chochma b'goyim, yes, of course. I mean, science has tremendous achievements. A lot of tremendous achievements. That's a very practical thing. When it comes to developing who you are as a human being and a guide in life, there's only Torah. So it depends what you talk about value. Yes, if you want to become an economist, you have to learn economics. If you want to become a computer programmer, you have to learn computers. If you want to be a Ben Torah, nothing you're going to learn in secular studies is going to help you. What's going to help you is Torah and only Torah. To be a Yerushalayim, to be an Elohid, the only thing that counts is Torah. That's in Yom L'Chodim, Yesh Chochma, there's tremendous Chochma Bagaya. Yesh Torah, tell you how to lead your life. And you live in a world of total, where society's collapsed, values have collapsed. What's outlandish 20 years ago was normal today because there are no absolute values. When Paro told Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro and said, Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So Paro says, Lo Yadati Hashem. So Chazal tells us he had a book, all the officially approved Avodah Zarah. But Yudkei Vovke is not there. Yudkei Vovke says there's one standard, there's one way of living life, that's acceptable. There's no relativism. Ancient world, everything's relativism. This and that. Today, everything's relativism. And that's, Torah gives you the mahalach in life, what it means to be a true human being, to be a true Yirei Hashem. There's chachma. You need chachma for different practical things. It's a very practical thing. But it doesn't get to the nature of human existence. When learning, lifetime learning goals, after yeshiva and kolel, time for learning is more limited. How much should be B'I and how much should be B'kias? Number one, Kinyan Torah of Miyotzchora. Does Rosh Yeshiva have practical advice how to achieve this? Usually, advancement brings more responsibility, longer hours to work, and parnosa seems to be needed for essentials. One of the nesiyonos in life is establishing priorities, Iker and Tefel. In choosing careers, and choosing positions. You have to make a lot of decisions in life. And the question is, it says an advancement is the purpose of advancement, because once you're on a certain parnosa track, so the ego value you're getting and the price you're paying is the overconsumption. You want to be a certain type of Manhattan lawyer, you have to work at least minimum 80 to 100 hours a week. And obviously that's a decision you make. And making such a decision, you don't leave much time for Torah, for your family, for Chinuch HaBonim, at all. And what you do is you make a choice between different values. The value of the ego of being a certain thing and with all the money involved. And the trade-off is being mechanech your family, being mechanech yourself. And throughout your career, you have to weigh that. When B'nai Godu, B'nai Ruvain, wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael, wanted to stay in Eretz Yarden, what they say, Gidros Tzong Nivne L'Meknenu Po V'yorim L'Tapenu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, B'nu L'Chamorim L'Tapchem Gidros Tzong Achem. So it says, they said they put their tzong first and their children later. Moshe says, no, put your children first and your tzong later. Now, is there any Jewish parent in the world who said my tzong are more important than my children? No one would say it. A lot of people act that way. That's the way they live their lives. That's exactly what Chazal say. If you'd ask them, they go and they ruven, they wouldn't say their tzong is more important than their children. We're doing it all for our children. But Lamaisa, when you make the decisions in life, you have to understand Torah is the yikir. You have to have a parnosa. You have to pay your bills. It's very difficult to have a solid parnosa today. But in establishing your priorities, you have to understand that you're building your own neshama throughout your life, building your children's neshama, and you're building your deiros. And that obviously has to be a major factor in every decision. Where you live, what sort of job you have, what sort of parnosa you have, and it is a very all-encompassing decision process. If your company for your advancement would send you to change their corporate headquarters to Butte, Montana, maybe wonderful for you, but you're not going to be able to mechanech your kids there. You're not going to be able to have a normal theoretical life there. And even if it's in New York, and even if it's wherever it may be, it has to be a situation that can probably mechanech your kids and give them the proper Torah Yirat Shemayim that you give them. It can't be delegated to all the Rebbeim. We'll do it to this, we'll do it to that, we'll do it. No. You yourself have to show them in your life the Torah Zikr. The only way they're going to decide Torah Zikr if they see the Torah Zikr in your life. Now, that balance between time you put in, just as I go around, I meet people who are Koveitim LaTorah. Daf Yomi is a nice thing. It's an important thing for people who have no shaykhs to serious learning while they're working. But it's a very big b'di'evet. The ikur is if you can have something that's going to grab your mind and have you involved mentally in things, it's way ahead of anything else. Because the more your mind is grabbed by Torah, the more it influences who and what you are and makes you a Ben Torah. Does Rosh Yeshiva believe that America's founding fathers were great people? They were Maminim, who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason America succeeded to the degree it is because it was founded by Maminim, who believed in certain Yesodos that they got from Chumash. And those Yesodos are the foundation of American democracy. American democracy is very different than Israeli democracy where I live. Israeli democracy is the means of one group controlling another group. But the fundamental religion of America is democracy. That, and all men are created equal, but that assumes there's a Borei Olam who created people with Tzelem Elokim. The Yesod of America is a Borei Olam who created everyone with Tzelem Elokim, and the respect for that Tzelem Elokim. And that's the backbone of American democracy that came from the founding fathers who Aminim and believed in Chumash, and that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every human being with Tzelem Elokim is the foundation of American democracy, and I do believe that they founded a system that is not matched by anywhere in the world. What is the best mahalach to prevent our kids from going off the derech? That is going off the derech is a very big nesoyim for parents. First thing to prevent them from going off derech, the derech is to make sure you have shalom bayis in your marriage. Number one. And shalom bayis doesn't happen. Shalom bayis has to be a goal everyone has in their marriage. First thing a child has to see is two parents have a deep respect for each other, number one. Number two, people have to understand that what does a child see? If one parent pulls in this direction, one parent pulls in that direction, so then the child's confused. Two parents are together on fundamental issues and fundamental values. A, committed to imparting those values to their children. B, it doesn't happen by itself. Chinuch, part of chinuch happens elsewhere. But there's a lot of fundamental chinuch that happens in the house where a child sees two parents living together, committed to each other, sharing ideals, committed to imparting those ideals to their children. That's Aleph. Beis. Most parents will communicate their main goal of life, if they are together, to their children. Secondary goals of life, maybe. If their main goal of life is that Torah is the ikar of life, they may be Balei Parnosa, maybe, but Torah is the ikar, and they see both parents pulling together on that, and out of shalom bayis, that's the best guarantee the children will not go off the derech. There are no guarantees, it's b'chira chavshus. But when I sit with people and I see this phenomenon time and time again, it's very rarely happens if you had a family with solid shalom bayis, two parents committed to a joint ideal and made sure their children understood what those ideals, and they saw consistency. I have a Baruch in Yeshiva today. It's very difficult dealing with him. He tells me when his father was American Bocher learning in Ponovich, he was a top Bocher. And father is an upstanding balabos in his community. Everyone looks at him. But the son knows that 2-3 days a year, father goes with a bunch of friends upstate New York to do whatever they want to do because they can't live in their confines of the image they present to their kids. They have to take a break. When that happens, the child gets all confused. What am I supposed to do with my life? And the father says, well, maybe you can teach him to be an elachid. Father doesn't tell me what's happening until the boy tells him what's happening. When you get mixed signals, it's very difficult for a child to respect that. Child has to respect his parents. He has to see consistency in his parents. commit an honest commitment to the ideals that they preach. And that's the best form of chinuch that there is. What advice would Rebbe give to a person who's about to leave Kolo and join the workforce? I discussed it before. What? When you're working for a living, you have to make sure that in the workforce, you continue to act in a way which is teridic. And it's very easy when you're out in the workforce to adopt the values and the practices of the people around you. That's the first thing. It's consistency in life. If you want to live a Torah-dic life, you have to make sure that the Torah-dic life is not only at home, it's in the workplace, etc. And in the workplace, you have to make sure that it's absolutely consistent. And for you see the Torah in a serious way, it's possible. It's possible in most everyone's life. The more you make your Sikhtim Torah an absolute, inviolate, the more you remain a Torah-dicker person no matter what's happening in the workplace, and the more that's going to influence the way you're going to act in the workplace. What is the source of the current practice of saying Psukei Tehillim for someone who is sick, even when the Psukim seemingly have no semblance for requests for such person's recovery? It would be better that we devote our energy to saying more direct requests for recovery, like saying over and over, please save so-and-so. The practice of saying random kapit lech tilim is really based in more in Kabbalah, more in Nista than in Nigla. The koyach of tilim is a very big koyach. There's a medrash. Chaim Voloshin quotes the medrash in one direction. David HaMelech asked Kadosh Baruch Hu that saying Tehillim should be on the level of Limud HaTorah. Chaim Voloshin says we don't know what the answer was to that. But whatever the answer may have been, others disagree with Chaim Voloshin on that. But the koyach of tefillah is very great. Now, the koyach of tefillah sometimes is enhanced by a person who says tehillim properly with kavana, even when he says at the end, he should give a refuah shleima for Reuven ben Sarah, for whoever it is. Your tefillah will have a different capacity after those tehillim. And both from the point of nista, certainly, from the point of view of nigla, it certainly is a. It's ma'ariyu in tefillah, so that your tefillahs for the chayla will be in a much more intense way. Shukayach for everyone for coming. Okay. No, I think you can daven mincha now.